Are you changing through trauma or trust? What I mean by that, I mean, is trauma making you see and feel and hear things in the world differently? Or are you trusting your unconscious and your soul and parts of you that you're not even sure how to explain, that seem to be getting you to do things, say things and be things, and you're not even really sure what or why? You see, the thing is, in this life, we don't know what's in store for us. We don't know where we're going. We can think we know, and then the universe decides very differently for us. This has happened to me many times in my life, and I mean many times. I'm 51 years old, and I've had the trajectory of my life changed several times, sometimes by stuff outside of me, and I've been trauma responsive to it. But other times from inside of me, where the pull and the feeling and the intuition and that gut feel, you know what I'm talking about, is so powerful that I literally have no choice. And the thing is with soul, it speaks to you very quietly, very gently, like your best friend, just whispering in your ear saying, are you sure you want that final drink? That's how soul speaks to you. It doesn't shout and scream like trauma does. Trauma is, you've got to go and have money, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, what will people think? Fear and trauma shout very loudly, whereas soul and love and purpose are very quiet. You know that niggling little thought that you had of, ooh, why don't I do that? Or I could do that. And that thought keeps coming back and back. And maybe you're just batting it away because it makes no sense to you or your life. So my suggestion from this is that you start to trust rather than be based through trauma. Trust that you are on the right healing path. Trust that what you are thinking and feeling is right for you. If it keeps speaking to you nice and gently and lovingly, then it is for you. If it's shouting and bossy and bombastic and bullying you, then that's fear speaking, my darling, and you do not want that. Do not listen to that. We don't want to listen to that, because the unconscious is always going to try and keep you from being scared. It's always going to keep you safe and certain. That's its job. But actually, it's never going to move you towards joy and fulfillment and passion and purpose. That's the job of your heart and soul. So are you following your heart and soul, or are you following your fear-based brain? And if you want to know more about this, or you want to find your purpose, get some clarity, get some confidence and courage, or just really understand what it is that you're meant to be doing, what your purpose is in life, then do reach out to me, because I help people with this all day long. My job is to help people find their purpose and their passion, have the courage and clarity and confidence to move forward and really start to enjoy life. That's what She Enjoys is all about.